flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Yeah. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We've got Katy Perry tickets all week. 9.05 this morning, we'll have a pair for you. There's another pair at noon 05. And then Janie has three pairs this afternoon, 405, 505, and 505. We'll give you code words. You text those to our contest line, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets for Katy Perry on her The Lifetimes Tour on July 18th at the Chase Center, courtesy of Live Nation. Solid. It's going to be awesome.
650 says, Project Hail Mary movie is starring Ryan Gosling. Can't wait.
Oh, is that in production? Yeah. What fun.
I'm just reading
that's,
your text.
You know, I'll tell you something. There's some stuff in there that I have a visual of what I think it looks like, what I think it's like, but I don't know how they would do that in a movie. It's really, I don't know. Very interesting. Project Hail Mary. It's a book by Andy Weir. Enjoy. If you like to read, oh my God. You know, someday when I'm retired, I'm going to be in a book club for the first time in my life because I can't be in one now because of my bedtime at 6:30 at night. And I've always wanted to be in one. And my girlfriend was telling me that you find a genre that, like, if people want to read romance novels and you want to get together and talk about them, that is one, you know, I'm like, I want like a sci-fi fantasy book club. I'm just dying to be in that book club because I love talking about books so much. God, I got to stop blathering. All right, here we go. Yesterday, my sister's in town. Don't know if I've mentioned it. So we're hanging at the house and we're working on the puzzle. And we start talking about Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. Just very random, you know, like what do you think's going on there? What is your takeaway from it? What do you think's happening? And he said, she said, and is it just a PR war or what, you know, what's going on? What's happening with that? We start to talk about it and I go, let's go watch it. Let's go watch the movie that started all this, a movie called It Ends With Us. And 2 hours and many tears later, that is a good movie. I really liked it. I've never seen Blake Lively in anything. I never watched Gossip Girl. The only thing I've ever seen her in is the box, the NFL box with Taylor Swift. She looks good in that box too. She's great. And that Justin Baldoni guy is distracting at first because I don't like, he grows on you. You know, it's like certain people, you're like, nah, I don't think so. And then the more you know them, the more you're like, maybe, you know? And then by the end, it's just like super attractive. That is, first of all, it's a good story. It's very well done. Like it's a very good movie. Like credit to him, I guess, right? He's the director and it's shot beautifully and it's really, really good. I was able to blot out their relationship outside this movie and just enjoy the movie.
I'm surprised to hear that.
It was, I am surprised to tell it to you because I really thought, oh, well, we'll pick this apart and we'll, oh, look at that and this, that. And then you are in that story and it's excellent. Like it's not the greatest movie ever, but especially with everything surrounding it, like it's just a really good story and it's a pretty important story, you know, but just how domestic violence creeps its way in and how people stay in those relationships, how they rationalize that to themselves, what the other person is doing to make them feel like it's them. Like it's really, it's, you know, multi-layered. It's a very good movie. So anyway, I just felt like having talked so much about the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni thing that I would, you know, take a little time and watch the movie. And as it turns out, cry my freaking eyes out. Even my sister, who doesn't really cry at stuff, she's laughing at me at first because I'm, you know, weeping into my tissues. And she's laughing at me. And then by the end, she's crying. I go, there's tissues right there. And she goes, it's just tears. It's fine. They're just tears.
Okay, so it's you finished water. The movie and you liked it. And so now what?
Literally nothing has changed about my feelings between these two. I really expected it to be like, well, she's so amazing in that movie, she must be right. Or he's so incredible in that movie, he must be right. Honestly, I have no idea what's happening with these two. And as I've said, I don't know that much about her. And clearly, whenever I say, I feel like having just what I've seen, what the average person is seeing in all the tabloids and all the stuff that's kind of around about this, I feel like he's the one who's being attacked. That's how I feel. Now, I could very well be wrong. And I don't want to, I'm not trying to discount her story. I really don't have, what did I say, a bun in the oven? I don't have a bun in the oven on this one. There are buns in the oven in that movie, but I don't have one of those. I just have this feeling that it's her, but that's just me. And, you know, go ahead, text us. I don't care. Vinny sees those. Just don't tell me what anybody says. Just keep it to yourself. But then it's so funny because I watched that movie yesterday and, you know, did not continue to investigate. I was not an online sleuth about this and will continue to not to be. But then the first story this morning in my stack of stuff is Blake Lively thinks people are privileged to smell her farts. That is the headline of this story. It's not really what's being said in this story, but that is the headline. She and Justin Baldoni are going at it. He is the director and co-star of her movie, It Ends With Us. His movie, her movie, their movie. And now she's apparently, someone is coming out of the woodwork to say, yeah, she sucks. So I don't know how much of this is true. I don't know if this is someone who's just mad. There's a chef by the name of Rosella Arago who worked behind the scenes on Gossip Girl.
Okay.
Now, Gossip Girl is a long-running television show, and every day those people would have to be fed. So I don't know how long this. I don't have the history of Rosella Arago. Maybe she worked every single day on that show and just was experiencing Blake's good days and bad days and whatever. But she says Blake was horrendous to work with and that she's throwing Justin under the bus because she's used to being adored, getting her own way. This is what the chef says. This is okay. Listen, and as someone who burps and farts on the regular, I like to give people a pass on that. I feel like, you know, you feel better when that stuff's out. This chef says, she would burp and fart in the middle of the set and act like we were lucky to be smelling her farts. She was very unpleasant to work with. I just don't know what else to say about it. I'm going to attest that Blake Lively is horrendous. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. She was a Nepo baby. And when she was 19, the whole world was blowing smoke up her butt. So I'm like, Nepo baby, was she?
Isn't that the definition of farting?
Yes. Well, out the, you know, opposite direction.
Right.
Sure. And then out it comes. So I'm like, is Blake Lively a Nepo baby? And Google AI Thank you. Says, yes, some people have called her a Nepo baby because she comes from a family of Hollywood actors and talent managers.
Boom.
I always think of Nepo babies as sons and daughters of like legitimate stars, like people who
direct descendants.
Yes. And so this is possible. It's possible that they say here, let's see. Her dad, Ernie Lively, was an actor and director. He appeared in The Waltons, Turner and Hooch, Murder, She Wrote, and American Pie 2. Her mother was an actress and talent manager. No credits listed. She's got some brothers and sisters who it does not sound like they starred in, but did appear in some stuff. And so, okay, you know, her parents maybe knew people in the biz. And I guess that that does make her a Nepo baby. I just never...
Well,
I didn't know that about her. So.
I think that if your parents have connections and know people, like sure. That is how you navigate that industry. And if you're coming in from Kansas and you're off the bus and you get your wait tables and you go on your first screen test and you don't get the gig, you've started the hardest possible
road.
Journey
right.
to get to. Now, I've heard there are people like Ashton Kutcher who was a model already, and he walked into Hollywood and they went, "Welcome to Hollywood, son," and put him right in front of a screen.
Right.
Very few people have that kind of
thing.
Like
right.
He was from Iowa or
even
something.
Nepo babies don't usually get
right.
that kind
so
of
he's,
reception.
There are those stories of people who just smoothly walk right in.
Sure.
Oh, my first day. My first day in Hollywood. It was amazing. You know,
look at me over here.
Good for him. But most people don't have that experience. And most people end up quitting long before they get an actual job because they go, I'm waiting tables 7, 10 years. I'm not getting anywhere with this. My parents cut me off. I'm like, that's probably more likely story. And so if you've got connections and people who can say, my daughter's coming in for a screen test.
Yeah.
Bro, just give her a fair shake, would you? Even that is a
notice
leg up.
Her. Yep.
That's a leg up. Oh,
who are you auditioning with? Oh, let me just drop them
a phone
call.
You know what? I love your dad. You don't
your
think
dad gave
that
me
puts
a pass.
You in
right.
a good spot when you do your read?
Yeah.
It does.
So she's a Nepo baby. I just never really thought, I always thought of a Nepo baby as being like Brad Pitt's kid gets noticed because it's Brad Pitt's kid.
And look, I think that radio is rad. I love it. And I know a bunch of people in radio. Bunch of people.
Sure.
All over the country.
Right.
Yeah. If my kid wanted to be in radio, I'd first say, I don't know how long it's going to be around, kid. But, you know, if it's going to be here, yeah, I can get you in front of the right people.
Sure.
But I don't know how long it's going to be around.
You got to cut your teeth
somewhere. You're going to have to still
start
do the job.
Podcast. Start a podcast now.
Do the work.
Get used to being in front of a microphone.
But I'm not surprised by it at all.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should hold it against people.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I kind of feel that way. I mean, yes, it gives them an absolute advantage, but that's what life is about. It's about, you know, using your connections and networking and working hard. And, you know, if you're waiting tables for, oh my God, in Only Murders in the Building season 3, Meryl Streep comes into, and she's an older woman. And it's the, where have you been? A director says, where have you been all my life? After all this time that she's been working and trying and auditioning and doing this stuff. Now she's elderly. I don't even know how old Meryl Streep is. She's got to be pushing 80. I don't know.
Here's a few texts.
All right.
Pull up some past interviews. Blake is a bitch and disrespectful.
Oh. My goodness.
Let's see here. Blake Lively's great. Very underrated. Check out Savages, Adeline and Town. And have you listened to Baldoni's podcast? I thought for sure he was the problem in all of this, but it would really seem out of character after listening to multiple episodes of that podcast.
Oh.
So these are texts. They're not my opinion in any way.
Right.
I'm just reading you what people are saying.
Not even, I honestly, because I really don't know these, none of us do. We don't know these people and we don't really know what their motivations are and what happened. I just feel like everything I've read makes me feel like it's her.
Just assume they're all terrible.
Yeah, that would be a pretty good assumption.
A little bit on both sides.
Here's another opinion. 510 says, I think because of the silent abuse that millions of women endure at the hands of men, I always think it's important to take any statements women make.
Yeah. I hate to do that. But I also hate to automatically assume, because people use whatever's happening in the world to their advantage. People, and I'm not saying she's doing that.
That's the problem, is if you could blanket and truly trust that everyone, no one in their
no
right
woman
mind
has ever lied.
Would ever use that to get a leg up in any way, shape, or form, or a payout, or if you could be assured of that, then this would be easy.
In the middle of the Me Too movement, there was a situation on Survivor, of all things, where a woman was being touched repeatedly and was saying, do not touch me, I'm uncomfortable. Like, really was upset by this whole thing. And the producers didn't really step in. And then she's talking to these other girls and they're all like, yes, and we've got you and we've got your side and girl power. And then they turned around and just absolutely denied everything. Like, it was I really did think to myself, that sets it back. That didn't help anything. That doesn't help anybody who's gone through it. I feel like all people and whatever accusation they're making should be listened to. If someone is saying something happened, it should be looked into. It should be listened to. But there are absolute. What about the guy? Was he like a football player? Girl accuses him of rape.
In college. He never even got to the pros.
He's in jail. And she it comes out that she made the whole thing up.
While he was rotting in jail, she's admitting that she can't take it back now. It's too late. And it's like, no, it's not
too
late.
It's not too late.
That's a person alive in jail because you thought it would be fine to just point a finger at him and say, he did this to me.
Right. So while, yes, I actually feel sort of bad saying one who I think is coming just through the media, who I think is coming off better than the other. I think it's him. But again, I don't know what happened.
For me, I would say, not having heard, and now I have heard, but prior to your statements about the movie and its quality and that you enjoyed it and that you
really
both
good.
Had a good cry over it. To me, I would say whether or not whoever's at fault here, the whole movie and everyone involved has this all over them.
Mm.
And it's making that I can't even imagine enjoying the movie watching experience with all of this baggage it has now.
That speaks to the power of that art because
That's what I just said. Yeah. I'm trying to say, if you were able to watch that and still enjoyed it with all the baggage it's got, that's a miracle.
And apparently there are a couple more books in that series. Mm-hmm. I don't think these two are going to make it. Like, how could they ever?
Well, money always cures things, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I would feel the same way. Like, there's no chance.
All right. Well, we ate that break all the way up.
What?
Yeah, I know. What do you got coming up?
The sexiest jobs after these.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at
97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. The Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we putting the podcast up sooner now than ever? We keep getting texts from people who are like, I can't believe it. They're available already.
Yeah, usually by the end of the, I start putting them up towards the end of the show. But on some days, like yesterday, I thought I was teaching. And then I got there and realized only online started this week. So I start teaching next week.
Oh, what a burn. And,
and I was all like amped up and nervous and like all that.
And everything. Oh, that's too bad.
It's fine. But some days I do put it up a little earlier if I need to bolt or something that. But the podcast is always up by 10:30 a.m.
Oh,
like that's the latest you'll see the podcast go up.
You're all over that. Well, and I hear it's very nicely organized. Little summaries.
Great job, kid.
All right. Thanks.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank provides our Bay Area organizations with contributions all year long to help neighborhoods thrive. Being powered by Fremont Bank reflects an investment toward a positive future. Visit FremontBank.com today. Mostly sunny today. Well, cold, I should mention, as you get up and out. 29 again at my house as I got into my car. But we'll see mostly sunny skies. The highest temp, 60.
Oh,
so most of you will see the mid to upper 50s. And rain and snow headed our way this Friday through Wednesday of next week.
Oh, boy. That's quite a stretch.
Substantial, let's hope, you know, for not sprinkles. Let's see some substantial rain and snow, please.
Yes. We need it, and we need it to hit the mountains, too.
Mm-hmm. This next story is one a Bay Area school has abruptly closed after copper theft cuts power.
Oh, my God.
I understand this is a thing. Whether it be, now I know the story to be drug addicts that are out there getting copper wire and selling it for drugs. I don't know who else is doing it and what they're spending the money on. It feels like a desperate, you know.
Yeah. Well, they're going on like job sites, pulling out wiring, pulling out plumbing, copper pipe plumbing.
And I
guess there's places that'll buy it. Yeah?
I don't mean, yes. And I looked them up too. And I'm not going to say their names, but I definitely feel like, well, that's part of the problem. If you weren't buying stuff directly from random people,
robbers,
they might not feel like that's an easy score. I told you this story once before, but I know people, you know, listen when they listen in and out. And someone I knew was stealing copper wire. This person had a drug problem and something touched something and he was massively electrocuted.
Oh, my God.
Like to the point where he could show the scar on the top of his head where there are hundreds of stitches put him back together. But
he lived.
He lived.
Was he
And he went on to
superpowers.
No, but he went on to continue. This is the interesting part of addiction, is that he went on to continue the thing, the problem that he had. It didn't scare him straight at all. And even worse in the story is that his friends, when this electrocution happened, ran for it. So they left him there.
Bunch of druggies didn't grab their friend.
Right. So he lived, and he lived to tell the story, and I've heard the story, but he also in the story says, Sacramento's power was out for a while because of me getting electric. Like, this guy was lucky to be alive.
Damn.
So this happens. It's dangerous. I don't know what the solution to it is, but this school was closed because
someone got in there and took their wiring.
Yeah. Ugh. A Bay Area school is abruptly closed for at least a week after its copper wiring was stolen over the weekend, causing a power outage. They say that this is in Vallejo. Solano Weidenman Leadership Academy, K through 8, canceled classes, I guess, starting yesterday because its electrical system was stolen.
Jesus, there must be so much in a school.
Just because I did a little research, copper wiring or copper in general is $4.24 a pound, which doesn't seem like a big take to me, but I guess, you know, if you got it for free and you can get enough of it.
Wow.
They also say here's some more to the story. Last June, thieves cut 16,000 copper wires to steal 400 feet of wire in the East Bay, knocking out 911 lines for more than a week in Pinole, Hercules, and San Pablo.
Oh, my God.
This happens.
That's incredible.
And don't forget.
That's large scale.
And then the school district has to figure out how to buy more of this and
pay someone to get it back in there. Try and find someone to work on your house these days. It's very difficult.
Is it?
Yes.
You live with a guy.
I need a plumber. If we get someone who can do some plumbing work, we're willing to take the tile wall out. We can't. John has tried everything to do it without having to take the wall down. He's like, I think the wall has to come down.
You really got a problem, don't you?
We got a problem.
You got a leak back there?
We do. So we crawl. I remember I was telling you crawled under the house to put some shutoff valves on the shower so that we could isolate that and do work on it without having to shut the whole house off. Well, we've been doing, and then just like life intervenes. And so now it's just been sitting there. It's just like, it's been 6 months. I'm like, we got to get the shower fixed. It's ridiculous. This is where we do all our business, John. Come on.
Oh, it's your main shower?
It's our main shower.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a bunch of stories here about this copper wire being stolen. They say in April, thieves ripped the wires from a line of 126 historic lampposts along Lake Merritt in Oakland.
Oh, my God.
And someone's buying it.
Obviously,
so
right?
That's part of the problem.
$4.24 a pound.
But maybe these people buying it are like, look, I don't ask any questions. I do this all day, every day. I don't know the business. So, you know.
Right.
To them, they
might
be
like... Some of these people are legit, some aren't. I don't ask any questions. They come in with copper, I weigh it, and I give them their money.
There's a line down the street. Yeah. I don't have time to, you know, card every person.
Right. All right. I'm not doing a background check to see if I bought the thing that I need that you have to sell.
So a school in Vallejo is currently closed thanks to copper wire thieves.
I'm so sorry, Vallejo. That sucks. It's like we're going to have to just start, you know, putting up gigantic fences around everything. Like, stay out of here. Stop it.
A poll found healthcare worker is the sexiest job in 2025. Doctors, nurses.
Really?
Yeah. Front desk employees. I don't know if that's true, but I assume you're healthcare.
Huh.
Other jobs in medicine.
So it's just like, I want to be married to a doctor? Or is it the sexy nurse thing for Halloween? Is that...
I don't know. Scrubs can be like shockingly hot on the right person.
Mm. No, Jason Baldoni wears scrubs all through that movie that I watched yesterday.
Oh, he's a doc?
He's a neurosurgeon.
Oh. In the movie, he is the problem, like definitively, right?
I don't want to say anything about it because it's not definitive.
Oh. Oh.
Mm.
Education comes in second for the sexiest jobs in America. So teachers, professors.
You know it.
Yeah, people, who hasn't had a crush on a teacher? I mean, oh, that's right. You're a teacher. I got it. I see. Right, sure. Well, 50%.
Very self-serving.
50% of 1,000 women are going for it with Maddie. So
Based on looks alone.
Looks alone. Just took one look, and there, I mean, the guy's batting 500.
I am strapping that on.
The average person, I think the average answer is between 10 and 25 of 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Hey. Nothing wrong with having a very...
What's wrong with being confident?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. Now that I know I have two sexy jobs. Radio's a sexy job. Is that on there?
It's not on there. It's a sexy job?
It's not on there.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what's not sexy? You know, here's the thing about radio. People who think that, you know, they have this idea of what you look like. And 90% of our fans have probably never seen us online or any of that. You know, I'm here to tell you, I am smoking hot. Whatever you think I look like, that's what I look like. Never check that. Do not Google it. Do not go look at us online. Just be happy with what you think.
First responders come in third on the sexiest jobs in America. So it's healthcare, education, first responders,
firemen, and
firefighters,
police.
Paramedics, police.
Yep. That
law, so lawyers, and I guess that one might include cops as well. Some kind.
Sure, could.
Business like marketing, sales, other types of management. Tech comes in later.
Well, I mean, the money's sexy. The nerds. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Science comes in at number six. Chemists, researchers, anything that requires a science degree.
That's nice.
The science, math, I'm telling you, I'm reading this book on, man, this guy's awesome.
I can't wait to talk more with you about that.
It's called Project Hail Mary.
This is our book club.
And it's definitely one of those things where this person goes, well, let me figure this out, and then does.
Right. And takes you along on the journey and you go, yes, that makes sense. This guy's doing it. Crazy.
I truly, and I've done this, but I even reading the story, I'm like, just go get a hammer and see what happens.
Yeah. Honestly, stuff happens and you're just like, give up. There's nothing wrong with giving up in this. Like, what else, what are you going to do? You just give up. This guy, nah. And sometimes time is of the essence and you're like, oh, he'll never figure this out. Like, this is, he makes it happen.
Right. Just get a hammer, take your frustrations out, and accept death. It's coming for you. This is your moment.
There's no way you survive this. Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir.
Tech, things like data analysts, IT, tech support, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What? Sexy? Have you seen IT workers?
It's down low on the list.
Our son is an IT guy.
Yeah, my son's an IT guy. Hello. Is he? I don't know what he is.
Isn't he?
He's a game designer. He's a game developer. You guys.
That's different
is
than
he?
IT.
I don't know what he is. Yes. I mean, he's working on his fourth game now.
And the other three have sold?
No.
Oh.
No. He just won a big contest, though. Or he plays 15 nationally of all the people who entered this. You had 2 weeks to come up with a game.
And oh, wow.
And he just did.
He submitted one, and it was number 15.
Is there a prize for that, or?
Yeah, you get to put that on your resume, I guess. I don't know. Don't ask me. All
I
know is...
I'm asking you. You're telling the story.
All I know
who
is...
Who can we ask? He's not here.
I don't even know the name of the contest. But he said it was a big deal, and I believe him.
And finance comes in on the sexiest jobs.
Like, finance is below tech.
Analysts, investors, financial planners.
Oh, my sister's married to a financial planner.
Financial planners are tough. I want one. You meet some, and then you think to yourself at, 55, that's my real life age.
Oh.
Am I going to how do I trust someone to hand them my stuff and make sure they don't completely blow my whole nut that I plan to live on till the end of my days? Like,
aren't there people that you just like it? They're a fiduciary and they don't touch your money. They can't move it. They tell you, they advise you and tell you what to do.
I think I'm going to go to a fiduciary.
I think that's what it is.
That's what I'm going to do. It's just so, it actually, I've looked into it. And I start down the path and then I go, I'll deal with it after Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, I just go, I can't.
Well, it is a lot too. It's a, it, you know, It's a whole process.
And I really don't want someone, I'm not trying to hand someone a big pile of cash and say, invest it.
Right.
It's my 401k. Like, where should this be? It's one of those things where you go,
that seems like a lot.
I'll just leave
Let's go surfing.
Even if your job isn't on the list, they say just being passionate about your career is sexy. According to a poll, here are the five sexiest career values. A passion for what you're doing, prioritizing good work-life balance, constantly trying to learn and improve, working well with others, wanting to make a positive impact on society. Oh. All of these things show well.
We're the sexiest people alive.
At the bar. You know.
When you're talking animatedly about what it is you do and how proud you are of the work you're doing.
How you're going to make that happen. Or I should say, on the interwebs, on the app that you're currently you know, mining for a future.
Or a date.
Please, God, let someone love me.
Oh.
Well, I mean, right?
Yes.
Isn't that it?
Isn't that what we all want?
Uh-huh.
Not everyone. You don't have to have that.
Our text number is 800. Yeah, no, you're fine. But I mean, if you're on the apps, I
well, that
assume
is, yes.
you're
if you're
either,
on the app, you're desperate.
You want one of two things, Nook or a partner in life.
Sure. Or both. Maybe one comes with the other.
800-400-3697. 510 says, could it be that Blake is a method actor and just started seeing abuse in every encounter with Jason?
Oh, that's interesting.
Is it?
No.
I don't think that's it.
Who knows, though?
Hairdressers don't make the list, Vin. I'm surprised with all that elbow grinding.
That's true.
I agree that that is a real perk of having luxurious hair. I don't know. I haven't had a haircut in...
Yeah. Well, you could have some nice lady shave your head for you.
30 years. I can't imagine walking into a place and saying, can you take a straight razor to my head?
Mm.
I would be really, again, with the trust issue, I guess I have with handing all
what
my...
What about a barber though? I mean, don't they give you just the best shave ever and they put the hot towel on your head? What does that do? Raise up all the stubble?
I don't know. That goes back to the straight razor though. Like really, you're going to let someone do that?
Sure. Right under my neck. Get it all off my neck, up my cheeks.
My boy Diego is a barber. And
Diego, the little kid.
That little kid is out of high school now.
Oh, my God.
My boy Diego, who I followed
Diego,
him.
Diego, you gave him a skateboard that he later gave away on his YouTube channel.
To his fans on YouTube, actually.
Oh, this is for my fans.
He was starting a YouTube channel, and I was like, I'll follow you. This is a family friend. And my wife's, one of her best friends, Annalisa, her son, Diego, was a little boy when we started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And now...
And he's a barber now.
16 years later, whatever it is, yeah. He's got to be 19 or 20.
And he got a job as a barber.
Does
he know someone who's a barber and he's helping with that?
Is he a Nepo barber?
What? No. Yes, he's a Nepo. No, I don't...
Go to beauty
actually,
school?
His dad runs a business, a construction or like some kind of a contractor business. So you'd expect him to go into that.
Yeah.
But he's a barber.
It's a great name too, Diego.
Absolutely. And he's a great kid. I love the kid. But he did give away some stuff I gave him, I thought. You know, skateboarding.
Yeah,
I try to give everybody skateboards because I believe it's one of the great sports and it helps you learn how to deal with and accomplish things.
And get
around. Just simply looking at a trick and going, I'm going to learn that. And then having to learn it with falling and all the things that come with that. There's perseverance and accomplishment and that kid on YouTube. For my fans, I'm going to go ahead. This is him at like 9. I'm going to go ahead. I thought, I guess I'm one of his fans. Should I try and win my skateboard back?
I mean, yes.
I don't know what to do
here. I'm going to buy that back from you.
I have learned to ask before I give skateboards to kids because I gave some to my nephews and their parents were like, we don't know about this.
Oh, well, it is dangerous. No question.
Oh, well.
But so it's like my daughter's going to gymnastics now and yesterday she hurt her elbow. She's on the trampoline.
Oh.
Trampoline. They're doing a butt drop and she put her arm down and, you know, took too much of the weight on one elbow and was like, ow! Happens. Whatever you're going to do. I mean, that's part of growing up.
Yeah.
Or you could sit them down and hand them a screen and keep them safe and sound.
Yep, you could.
What's coming up in the trash,
Sarah?
That
is also an option. The shows that we spend billions and billions of minutes watching.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.